Two little boys were known troublemakers, stealing everything they could get their hands, even from the church. One day the pastor stopped one of the boys and asked, "Where is God?" The boy shrugged and the pastor repeated, "Where is God?" The boy ran out of the cathedral, crying to his home, where he hid in a closet. Eventually, his brother found him and asked, "What's wrong with you?" The crying boy replied, "We are in trouble now. God is missing. And they think we took him." Jesus asked two questions about his identity. Jesus realized that if the apostles did not know who he really was, then the entire mission of ministry, suffering, and death would be useless. Hence, Jesus decided to ask a question in two parts. The first question he asked, "Who do people say that I am? What is the public opinion?" Their answer was, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." John the Baptist was so great a figure that many Jews, including Herod their king, thought that John's spirit had entered the body of Jesus. Whereas Elijah, the greatest of the prophets, was believed to be the forerunner of the Messiah. The phrase, "one of the prophets," suggested that Jesus had a ministry like that of the former prophets. When the people identified Jesus with Elijah and with Jeremiah, they were, according to their lights, paying Jesus a great compliment, for Jeremiah and Elijah were the expected forerunners of the anointed one of God. When they arrived, the kingdom would be very near indeed. The second question Jesus asked them is, "What do you say that I am? What is your personal opinion?" Peter, speaking for the other disciples, declared publicly, "You are the Christ, Messiah, the Son of the living God." Peter was the first apostle to recognize Jesus publicly as the Anointed One. Christ is the Greek word for the Hebrew word Messiah. It is evident that Jesus was well pleased with Peter's answer, for Jesus first pronounced a blessing upon Peter, the only disciple in the Gospels to receive a personal blessing. He said, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of John." Next, Jesus confirmed Peter's insight as a special revelation from God. "No mere man has revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father." However, Jesus was the suffering Messiah who would redeem mankind by death and resurrection. Jesus' example provides a challenge for us to accept the mystery of the cross when our turn comes to follow the suffering servant and the suffering Messiah. So what is our life? No suffering, no death, please. The Jewish religious tradition did include a certain amount of suffering and rejection on the parts of its religious leaders. The concept of suffering or self-sacrifice as having a saving effect was also present in the Jewish tradition. But it received explicit expression in Christian messianism, not only in the Gospels, but also in the Acts of the Apostles and in the Epistles. Jesus rebuked Peter when Peter tried to dissuade Jesus from such a course. For Jesus, this was yet another temptation in the guise of a close friend's counsel. It tested Jesus' commitment to the mission which his heavenly Father has entrusted to him. So here Jesus mentions three conditions for Christian discipleship. He says, whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. Christian disciples demands denying self. This means, with God's grace, evicting selfish thoughts, evil desires and tendencies from our heart and filling it with God. Secondly, carrying of the cross with Jesus. This means gracefully accepting that suffering without bitterness as a part of our lives. And also it means that we must wait for the resurrection to receive the eternal reward for our suffering. A Christian life of service is carrying one's cross in the footsteps of Jesus. What does it mean? Following Jesus means, as followers of Christ, we should live our lives according to the word of God by obeying what is commanded by Jesus. So what we learned from the readings of 24th Sunday, we can ask question ourselves, is Jesus a living experience for me, walking with me, loving me, forgiving me, helping me, and transforming my life and outlook? What difference does Jesus make in my life? Who do we say that Jesus is through our daily life? What is our personal experience of Jesus? The knowledge of Jesus as Lord and personal Savior needs to become a living personal experience for each Christian. A true disciple asks, am I willing to sacrifice something for the God who loves me? What made it possible for first century Christians to choose a martyr's death? Can we sacrifice some of our time in order to visit Jesus in a homeless shelter and nursing home? So let us reflect on this day upon these questions and seek to eradicate everything within us that is selfish. Doing so will enable us to make a spiritual U-turn so that we can carry the glorious and transforming cross of Christ.